Federal government has finally confirmed that it has 153 asylum seekers in custody on the high seas, but it's promised not to hand them to Sri Lanka for at least the next 3 days. The people are mostly understood to have come from a refugee camp in the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu. They're being held on an Australian customs ship. In the High Court this afternoon, the Commonwealth gave an undertaking that it would not surrender these people to Sri Lankan authorities without giving 72 hours notice in writing. Alison Caldwell's at the High Court in Melbourne and joins me now. So, Ron Merkel, who's a former federal court justice, was the person who lodged this injunction on behalf of 50 of these asylum seekers. What were his principal arguments?
Yes, Mark. Well, appearing before a packed court, Ron Merkel told Justice Susan Crennan that it was extraordinary that it appears the federal government intends to exercise its powers to involuntarily and by coercion take his clients back to Sri Lanka against their will. Citing sections of the Migration Act, Mr. Merkel said that when they were picked up by customs, they were in an area under Australian control. He said the issue wasn't did the Commonwealth have the power to pick these people up, but rather is it a breach of non-return obligations, which are incorporated in domestic law, to return people against their will to a country they seek to be protected against.
Now, the word, the phrase high seas, does that mean in international waters, or does it mean in the contiguous zone, as it's called? Where were they?
Well, where were they? Now, this is where it all comes down to it. Mr. Gleeson is the Solicitor General for the Commonwealth. He said the boat did not enter Australian waters or the migration zone. He said it was intercepted in the contiguous zone. He said that's about 24 nautical miles from Australia. He says they were transferred to the customs ship and they're now on the high seas. But because of this, he says the Migration Act doesn't apply to these people. They weren't in the migration zone, so the Act doesn't apply to them.
And where are they now?
Well, we don't know. The high seas. That could be anywhere on international waters.
And because they were in the contiguous zone, the Solicitor General says they have no rights as asylum seekers?
Yes, that's right. No rights.
What does Mr. Merkel say?
Well, Mr. Merkel, essentially, he didn't debate that. Mr. Merkel basically went on to say that... they had a short break, and Ron Merkel said that he and Mr. Gleeson, they'd had a conversation. They'd agreed that Mr. Merkel will file a statement of claim within 7 days. The Commonwealth will then respond within another 7 days, so that's 2 weeks, and sometime after that, the court will reconvene. He said they're trying to get access to their clients on the ship, obviously by telephone, and that's with the assistance of the Commonwealth. Ron Merkel then said they'd oppose the people being taken to Nauru or Manus, and he asked to be notified if this was going to happen.
So effectively it sounds as though these people are going to be held on the ship for 2 weeks while the High Court gets on with this legal job.
That's right, for another 2 weeks. So I guess just sailing around international waters.
But so where does the 72 hours come in?
The 72 hours is this undertaking that the Commonwealth will not hand them over to Sri Lankan authorities without giving 3 days written notice. But I think
does that mean that during that 2 weeks, I realise that some of this nobody knows anyway, but what do we know about what happens if in the next 2 weeks a notice comes through saying we intend to take them back to Sri Lanka within 72 hours?
Well, I guess Ron Merkel, he'd have to be notified of that, and then he will probably, I would guess, take some more legal action.
So at that point, the High Court could reconvene?
Yes. They'll either reconvene if Mr. Merkel decides that he wants to injunct that action, or else it'll be after the 14 days.
So nothing to see now for a fortnight in terms of action in a court. And meanwhile, we wait and see and hope that the government will tell us some more.
Yes, but isn't it interesting that the only way we found all of this out is by an injunction to the High Court?
Indeed. Alison Caldwell, thank you very much.